Blog Talk Radio.
Another day, another Friday, and we are here in the studio. Prophet Michael Shakespeare here. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's tuning in and chiming in today, this wonderful Friday. Boy, it's sunny and pretty outside. I tell you, the Lord is good. We just might really be in the doorway of spring here. I'm not going to put any money on it, though, because this weather in Michigan, oh, my God. Four seasons in one day is our commonality, you know. It just happens to us at any time. So we might see rain, snow, anything by tonight. But, that's the price of living here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see all of you chiming in, all of our intercessors today on our intercessory day. Praise the Lamb of God. And I am just excited about what God is doing, how he's moving, how he's making things just right for the manifestation of his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. I placed today on the page that your prayers, our prayers, really are the midwives, hallelujah, to the birthing of our promises. And also, praise the Lamb of God, it is for the manifestations of what God has said he's going to do, for the revelations, elevations. Everything God has promised is wrapped up, praise the Lamb of God, in our prayers, people of God. And I said that because I don't want you to get weary in well-doing. I don't ever want you to get weary, praise the Lamb of God, and petitioning the throne of God. I want you to make sure your face is set towards heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, that your face is set towards heaven and that you are ringing, praise the Lamb of God, up the throne room, and that you're petitioning the throne of God for the things that God has promised you, praise the Lamb of God. Just not for the things of others, but for the things God has promised you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's no God like our God. He is awesome in all of his ways. All right, praise God. Let's see. Let's light up some lines here and get right in sync. 864 area code. Who's calling?
It's Sylvia.
Sylvia, I thought I gave you some instructions. Did I give you some instructions to lay down and get some rest? Did I give you some instructions, young lady, and you're not obeying your pastor?
Yes, sir. I was just calling before you.
You just called. All right, we're going to hang up the phone and go lay down. You can listen to the show in the archive. Lay down.
Yes,
now.
Sir. Yes,
bye.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. See how you just got to be a daddy to these people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shatwan is in sync. How you doing, Shatwan?
Hey, granddaddy. I'm doing okay.
I know you laughing your butt off. I told her.
I did tell her, but she did have a praise report for you, too.
Oh, did she? Well, she didn't say that.
She wanted prayer, and she had a praise report for you.
She had a praise report for me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Sylvia. You know I love praise reports. That is the thing that I do love. Angel, if our angel has walked in the studio, anointing
angel.
Me. Angel! She act like she don't want to talk.
Oh, hey, Angel.
You need a little something in that cup right there, if you don't mind. No, it's not. You pimp. You thief. I tell you, this child here is something else, I tell you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love my daughters. They just, oh, my goodness. But, you're going to have to give a praise report since she's not here. What was it?
I can't because I don't know it, but I can get her back on the line.
Get her back on this line, then. It's a good praise report. We need that praise report. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She ain't sleep yet. She didn't say she gave her prayer. She ain't mentioned nothing about no praise report. Hallelujah. Yes, indeedy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm excited about what God is doing because he's moving. The manifestations are coming forth. Hallelujah, as God has promised us, brothers and sisters. We want to remember in prayer today, of course, our daughter down in Mississippi, Sharon, hallelujah, and her daughter who is, the doctors are checking to see whether or not the pain that is coming in her body is due to the kidney that they had transplanted. If so, they're planning on removing it. And we want to pray, brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That the will of the Lord is done. Hallelujah. But more so that God would heal. Hallelujah. And show himself mighty to the doctors. That a great witness can come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. And a great testimony for this young girl. I believe God's setting this girl up for a great healing ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm believing that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That as he leaves this healing deposit in her body, praise the Lamb of God, that she's going to come forth healing, hallelujah, praying for others, interceding for others with a compassion for others. Praise the Lord. I know our God is able. He can do it. He will do it. He's a great and awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God, and he will do it. Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God, is in sync. I see him. I see Bertha Pruitt. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I love to see my people come in and come on. So faithful, praise the Lamb of God to us here at PSMI. Hallelujah. Baby, just go look in the drawer, darling. Go look in the drawer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And that to make sure that all things are well with us, praise the Lamb of God. I want each of you, praise the Lamb of God, to pick out somebody. I want you to just pick out somebody today, hallelujah, while you're going today to pray for. I want you to pray for that person all day long. I want this to be your prayer person today. Who is my prayer person? You know, I got a young lady, Vernell, who calls me and texts me every week with a picture of somebody, praise the Lamb of God, and then she says, this is the person that I'm praying for this week. And she does that every week. Every week she targets somebody to lay on her altar, praise the Lamb of God, and pray for every week, praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell, how you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Apostle. How are you?
Prophet Darrell, he on 10 today. Praise the Lamb. He was only on like 8 yesterday. He was on 7 today. When he say hi, I can tell where he at. He's 10 today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if he had his Wheaties this morning or what, but he on point. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sylvia is back. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Father Darrell.
Hi,
Papa. Hey.
They tell me you had a testimony that you want to give me.
I just want to praise God through this emergency surgery. The artery in her tonsil area started bleeding really bad, but they was able just to go in and stitch it, and they said that she would not have the problems that the pain that she had in the original surgery because they didn't have to cut anything. So I praise God even over in the morning because this happened around 3 or 4 o'clock this morning.
I see.
But
Oh, my God. So God has brought her forth, hallelujah, with no pain or less pain, lot of less pain, praise God, than was before, hallelujah. And everything is stitched up, and all she got to do is now just heal, right?
Yes, sir. Just rest and heal. Mm-hmm.
My God. Well, that's one testimony down. Praise the Lamb of God. One of our girls, is Sylvia's daughter. And now we are waiting on Sharon down in Mississippi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To give a good report, from the Lord and the doctor. You heard us say, from the Lord and the doctor.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Down Mississippi. You tell me, baby. Angel want to sing or something, I think.
No.
She's standing here looking so operatic today.
No.
Is there something you want to say at Radio Lab?
No, thank you for your prayers and everything. Getting better. I just love all of you guys, even though I'm not always present. I am praying and believing the best. Everyone a part of PSM and everyone that you're connected with. So I am always there and abreast and aware of what's going on. And I just love you guys.
We love you too.
Did you all hear Angel?
Oh, yes,
oh, they said they heard you, Angel. Yay!
Okay.
Bye, baby. I love you too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's love in the studio. Praise the Lord. That's confirmation. She took something out of here. Mm-hmm. Yep, she just gave me too much love just then. Mm-hmm.
I didn't take nothing. I love your pie. I love your cookies. I love your cake.
You love all of that. Mm.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How about money, though?
I love your money.
Mm-hmm. I know my child. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet.
Sylvia. Sylvia, we just wanted to pray for you now. You didn't stay, God came back on the radio, so we'll pray for you. Go lay down.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
I ain't playing. I ain't playing.
Sir.
I ain't playing. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
You up to pray today. Hallelujah. Praise
Lord
the Lamb of God. Prophet
Darrell.
Praise. Hallelujah, is going to pray for all of us as well as those of you in radio land, sick, convalescent. Praise the Lamb of God. Sharon, we're looking your way today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Africa, we're looking your way. UK, we're looking your way. Malaysia, we're looking your way. Hallelujah. There is a God that knows all things. I wish you would turn your heart to him and not to man. Hallelujah. Man can't find himself. But I know a God that sees all things. The eyes of the Lord is in every place. Hallelujah. Even the deep things of the earth are revealed unto him. Hallelujah. Come on, Prophet Darrell. Lead us to the throne of grace. And we're praying for our daughter Sylvia today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come humbly before your throne this morning, Lord God, just to thank you. God, we thank you for watching over us all night, Lord God.
We love
you,
God.
I break out and you didn't let no robber break in. And for this reason, God, we are grateful to say thank you this morning. And God, we thank you for even looking over our loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you when we woke up this morning, everybody was still in the land of the living. And God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you today, God. God, now we just ask you to look and have mercy upon us. God, if we have said anything, done anything, heard and listened to anything that was not pleasing to you, God, we ask you to forgive us right now. God, we ask you to forgive us for every sinful deed and act that we have committed in these bodies, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we ask you to forgive us for sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us for the sins that we have committed unknowingly, oh God. And for this reason, God, we know that you are a forgiving God, because you are a sin-forgiving God. And this, God, we tell you thank you. God, we just ask you, Lord God, as we approach your throne, oh God, allow the blood of Jesus to prick our hearts and prick our minds today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you hear the prayer request that went up before you, Lord God. But God, we ask you to move by your power. God, we ask you to heal like never before, God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, look on them, oh God. Look and have mercy today, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Move by your power, oh God. Infect the homes right now, oh God, with healing. Infect the homes with deliverance, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we ask you to go into the hospital room, God. God, you see what's going on in the hospital room, oh God. God, the doctors have walked away, oh God. Then there is no more that they can do, oh God. But God, we know that you are a doctor that never lost a patient. And God, in the name of Jesus, move by your power today, oh God. Demonstrate your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that surgeon, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. Send your angels, God. Send your angels, God, for healing. Send them for deliverance today, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Look on the sick and the shut-in, oh God. Move by your power, God. Do it for your glory, oh God. Let them know that everything gonna be all right, oh God. Let them know that your word is good, oh God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. God, we thank you for joy, oh God. We thank you for peace right now. We thank you for peace in the midst, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, hear your servant's prayer today, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Go forth healing and deliverance, oh God, out coming to the hedges and the byways, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we ask the heal now, God. We demand on the healing spirit right now. We demand healing right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Send forth healing, oh God. Heal fevered bodies, oh God. Heal wandering minds, oh God. Heal broken hearted, oh God. Heal the downtrodden, oh God.
The name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Move by your power, Elohim. Move by your power, Jehovah Jireh. Move by your power. Move by your power, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Touch me and deliver right now, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Move, God. Oh, God, we put a demand on it right now. But, Father God, you said we have the right to come boldly to your throne, God. And, God, we come in boldly right now in Jesus' mighty name. We put a demand on the anointing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, send the blood, God. Send the blood, oh, God. Send the blood, oh, God. Send it to the four lands, oh, God. Send it to the uppermost parts of the world, oh, God. Send the blood, oh, God. Send the blood of Jesus. All the blood. All the blood. All the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus in Africa. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus in Mississippi. All the blood of Jesus. All the blood of Jesus. We command every demon. We command every devil to uproot yourself. Move by your power, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Have your way today. Have your way today, oh God. Germinate the show today, oh God. Infect it with your glory. Intrude on the show today, oh God. Do what you want to do, God. We open it up for you, oh God, to have your way, oh God. Come in and bless. Come in and deliver. Come in and say, God, I will come on, baby. You know, in Jesus, you know, say, God, have your way, oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget about Apostle Shakespeare, God. Touch him from the top of his head, down to the sole of his feet, put a hand up and pencil around him. In Jesus' mighty name, God, cover him with your blood. Cover his children with your blood. Cover his grandchildren. Cover them with the blood. All the blood of Jesus. We call
all the blood.
That's power. That's deliverance in the shed blood. It's power in the shed blood. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we put a demand on the blood. We put a demand on the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we come against the witch. We come against the warlock. In Jesus' name, we come against masonry. We come against Eastern stars. In Jesus' mighty name, have your way in this place. Move by your power. Look on every listener, God. Look on that mother, God. Look on that father, God, that want to give up and throw in the towel. Look and have mercy, God. Send your hand of mercy. Send your hand of mercy on that boy, oh God, that don't know you no part of his sin. God, do it for your glory. Jesus, save. Save from the utmost. To the guttermost, blow heart to heart, blow breath to breath, in Jesus' mighty name. Look and have mercy. Look and have mercy. We come against cancer. We come against rheumatoid arthritis. We come against high blood pressure. We come against tuberculosis. We come against AIDS. We come against HIV. We come against every illness. That's not of God. We come against it right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Every blood disease. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus. Do it for your glory, oh God. They all discombobulated. Their mind is like a jigsaw puzzle. But God, we know you're able. And the mind regulator. We know you're the heart fixer. Fix that heart, oh God. Get him a heart of flesh. Remove the stony heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus.
Mercy, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And we ain't going to wait till the battle's over. But we tell you, thank you now, God. We thank you for the V-I-T-T-O-R-Y. We thank you for the victory, God. We thank you for manifesting yourself in Jesus' mighty name. In no other name than Jesus, the Son of the living God. We thank you now, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you honor and glory. God, we give you praise and glory today. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophet Darrell. While you were praying, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What's my granddaughter? I want you to pray while you're here in queue. Praise the Lamb. There's some others that need to come on. Push one on your dial when you're able to pray. I want you to pray over, praise the Lamb of God, the manifestation of our promises. I want you to pray over the manifestation of our promises today. Hallelujah. All the promises of God, give God his word back to him. Our yea and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, they are. And that he promised, hallelujah, we want to see the greater manifestations, even the more. He's doing it, but we're going to keep pushing. Hallelujah. Keep knocking on heaven's door. Keep allowing our voices to ring around the throne until we see the full manifestation of the promise. I won't be satisfied till I see the dead raised. I won't be satisfied till I see men and women and boys and girls leap out of wheelchairs. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The great exploits are done in the earth. Hallelujah till I see hundreds and thousands returning to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Come on, granddaughter. Pray for me now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy.
Yes.
We give you glory. We give you honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are God and God alone.
Thank you. We praise you, God. God, we thank you for the promises today, God. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah for manifestation, God. Father God, we just come today, God. God, we come to give you glory and honor. We come, Lord, standing on the promises that you have given us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know that your promises, God, hallelujah, will come to manifestation, God. And Father God, we ask right now, God. God, if there's anything that's in us, God, that is withholding us, God, hallelujah, from the promises manifested, God. We ask, yes, God, that you forgive us for them, first of all, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, God. God, forgive us of all things, God. Hallelujah. God, forgive us of the things that we went against you, God. God, the things that we did not do, the disobedience, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask that you would restore us back to our rightful place in you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, wash us with your blood on today, God, that we might be worthy, God, to commune with you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you today, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, as we stand on your word today, God. We thank you for
stand
the promises that are manifesting in our lives today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for the small things, God, even as well as the big things, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for life on today, God. God, we thank you for the breath that we breathe today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for healing, God. For God, you said that healing was ours, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for that promise on today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, God. And God, we made a choice to be glad in it, God. We made a choice to rejoice in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for those that are in the prison system, God. God, we thank you for the promises that you have given them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we watch it manifest, God, in the name of Jesus, God, manifest your salvation in their life today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, manifest your word in their life today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we ask that you go into the hospital, God, go into the surgical room, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even those that are laying on their bed today, God, on their sick bed, God, those that are on ventilators, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, produce a miracle in them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, begin to make them breathe on their own, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask right now, God, that you even walk through the medicine today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, begin to make them whole again, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they will come crying out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the miracles, God, that you're producing in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the signs and wonders, God, that you're producing in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even as we begin to speak, God, we're watching it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that it will bring those to you, God. Oh, God, that it will bring them to repentance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, go across the waters today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and produce your miracles, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God, begin to grow the limbs out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to raise the dead today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the spirit and in the natural, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we watch your miracles today, God, hallelujah, Jesus, somebody will begin to talk today, God. Somebody will begin to walk today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Somebody will wake up from a deep coma, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we know, God, that it has you written on it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, what the doctors have given up, God. God, that's when you take over, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For healing cancer today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you for the chemotherapy, God. Thank you for the radiation, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. We thank you, hallelujah, God, that you have worked in every medicine, God, that you have worked through the surgeon's hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you today, God. God, we get the glory, God. Oh, God, we have sent the word out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we watch it, God, to perform in the name of Jesus, God. We're watching it produce the fruit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, we're looking at those children, God, that have backslidden, God. We have called them back into the fold, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. We're calling that mother and father back, God, into the fold in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we watch them, God, walk in the name of Jesus and fall to repentance, God, at the altar in the name of Jesus, God. God, we watch them give their life back to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for every answer, prayer, God. We thank you, Lord, for every warrior standing on the wall, God, interceding, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance today from addiction, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for breaking the alcohol addiction, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for breaking the drug addiction, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for breaking abuse addiction, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We give you glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for breaking the sexual ties, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We call them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We just give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for those that are homeless, God. We thank you, hallelujah, God, for them finding shelter, God. You have provided for your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the home, God, that you have given them, God, with favor, God,
hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for employment, God, for your children, God, that they may build the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for bringing your ministers back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, God, that they may preach the word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they may stand before your people, God, hallelujah, Jesus, and preach your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just glorify you, God. God, we thank you for the remnants, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that your people, God, are lining up with your word, God. We call them back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. We call the prayer warriors back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Position ourselves, God. Line up with your word, God. Come out of disobedience, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. God, we just give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes, God, that we may see, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, we're in possession, God. Oh, God, when Jezebel and Ahab, God, try to creep in, God, we're in possession, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you and give you glory today, God, when the witches and warlocks, God, tries to come against your people, God. We're in position, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, God. We give you glory, God. Oh, God, you have planted our feet, God, in the name of Jesus. And you have ordered our steps, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may follow after you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we glorify you for it, God. God, we give you honor for it, God. Oh, God, you have straightened our backs up, God, to stand strong, God, to stand tall in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. The boldness today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we shall declare, God, we shall decree, God, for God will live, God, and for God we shall die, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you glory, God, and we give you honor, God. And, oh, God, I bind up the works of the enemy, God. I bind up every attack on your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know, God, your word says sickness is not unto death, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that we should live to declare the works of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, you have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way in us, God, in the name of Jesus. As we surrender our will to you today, God, God, we say yes to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In my name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God of our praise. Oh, God, praise the name. Hallelujah. Thou who art holy, thou who art righteous. Oh, God, I give you praise. Give you praise and thanksgiving for your people. Yes. Yes. Oh, God, the heavens are open to us. I thank you, Father, that the heavens are open to us now. Hallelujah, that your storehouse is open, that spiritual gifts are for us to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, pour out of your spirit today. Hallelujah, someone seeking your face for spiritual gifts, oh God. Yes, God, the gift of healing. Hallelujah, let it manifest in your people. Yes, God. Yes, God. Ah, God, yes. The gift of healing, Father. The working of miracles. Yes, Lord. Let it manifest in your people today, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. The spirit of discernment. Grant it to somebody today, God. Give good gifts to your children, God. Give gifts to your children, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Father, today, the gift, hallelujah, prophecy, hallelujah, God, pour out on your flesh, oh God, according to the promise of your word that you made to your prophet Joel, hallelujah, God, that in the last days, oh God, you would pour out of your spirit upon all flesh, oh God, hallelujah, and we would receive gifts. For this cause, Andrabosha, went down you into the grave. For this cause, you rose. For this cause, did you ascend on high and lay captivity captive that you might give gifts unto men. Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we need administrators. Give gifts today. Hallelujah, oh God. Give gifts today, Father. Hey, God. Give love out today, oh God. Give love out today. Give kindness out today, oh God. Give long suffering out today, oh God. Give meekness out today, oh God. Give temperance out today, oh God. Give joy out today, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. Bless your children, oh God. Bless your people today with every spiritual gift, oh God. They're being hindered, oh God. They're not being empowered. Oh God, in Jesus' name, let the impartation come. Let the impartation happen. Give the gift of tongue, oh God. Somebody want to speak in that unknown tongue, in a heavenly language, while they're praising you, while they're praying, while they're witnessing your God today. Let the Holy Ghost fall fresh on us in the name that's above every name, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, the gift of faith. Yes, God. Yes, God. Let it be second nature to your servants, oh God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, God. Yes, God, that we can do great exploits for you. It's all for your glory. It's all for your glory. It's all for your glory. Hallelujah. Bless your servants, these intercessors. Bless, God. Bless them, God. Bless him, God. Bless him, God. Thank you for their labor. Thank you, oh God, for sincere ones who call on your name. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for being an answering God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Who are we that you hear us? Hallelujah. That your spirit would even come on this show. Hallelujah, and we are hundreds and thousands of miles from one another, yet we feel your presence. Yet we see your glory. Yet we know you're here in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today. We thank you for Prophet Daryl today, oh God. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every gifting. Thank you for the transformation of life that's going on the inside of him, oh God. Give him victory now. Give him victory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give him victory over every demon of hell. Give him victory, oh God, and power over every hindering spirit, over every spirit of witchcraft. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let the breaker's anointing rest on him. Let him walk in it, oh God. Let him walk in it, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. You're God today. You're God today, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. You said we have not because we ask not. Father, we ask today in Jesus' mighty name. We ask today in Jesus' mighty name. We ask today in Jesus' mighty name. There is none like you. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Who can compare unto you? Your presence, hallelujah. Who can compare? Oh, my God. Oh, my King. Oh, my Father. Oh, we love you today. In Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Callers, if you're calling, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I was praying. My eyes were closed. I'm sorry. If someone just tried to come on board, pray. I thought I saw. As soon as I opened my eyes, somebody drop off a 248 area code. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, here we go. 630. Your mic is hot. Hallelujah. 630. Your mic is hot. Who's calling? 630. I'm fine. Who's calling?
This is Pastor Gail and Kim.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We're riding.
Wonderful, wonderful. Are y'all way up here?
No, we're on our way to Kansas. We're on our way to Kansas.
Y'all way to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, we pray you travel in grace. My God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Kansas City, here we come, huh? My
goodness. We're going to a little town. I think it's just south of Kansas City. And it's called Lawrence, Kansas. It's about 25 miles from Topeka.
Yeah, I've heard of Lawrence. Yeah, Lawrence, Kansas.
That's where
we're
going. Going to Lawrence.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And what are you going there for, to worship or service?
No, we have a cousin. We have a cousin, and she's 92 years old.
You have
and
a cousin that's...
She's 92.
Whew. Oh, my God. All right. You're going to visit?
We're going to visit her, yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. My God, longevity. Praise the Lamb of God has been blessed. That's a century. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we're lifting up also. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love today and for traveling great for daughters. Thank you that as they go, your love, hallelujah, is in that vehicle, your peace, your joy, and your protection, Father. Oh, God, we cover this vehicle in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. All of the tires, brakes, hallelujah. Yes, God, the suspension, the transmission, all, hallelujah, has your favor on it now. I thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you're driving today. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost is leading and guiding, quickening, causing us to be observant, hallelujah. Thank you, God, that our eyes are open unto you, Father. Let them go in peace, and then when they get there, Father, give them joy in the fellowship, hallelujah. Give them joy in the fellowship, hallelujah, of that cousin. Oh, God, and if there's any spiritual work to be done, lead and guide by your spirit, that their hands might be stretched, that their voices might be lifted, that a word may be imparted, that a prophecy can come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Then if there's any business that must be done, Father, let it be revealed. Hallelujah, God, and show yourself favorable unto them. I pray, oh God, as they return home, that they come home and everything is even better than it was when they left. In Jesus' mighty name, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Grant. Is there anything you got to tell us, any praise reports, anything? Praise the Lamb of God, Pastor Gail Johnson.
I don't know if she dropped or not.
I don't know. They, you know, that they drive and they could go through a zone real quick. Well, she's not saying anything. Hallelujah. But it's still showing. Her mic got cut out. That's what happened. Wait a minute. Somehow
Amen.
Her mic got cut out. Pastor Gail's still there. Yeah, Pastor Gail. Anything you want to tell us? Praise reports, prophecy, anything. Praise
Amen. We're just blessed, you know, to we're just blessed to be able to, you know, tune in and listen to you all along the way, and just praise God for that. And the other thing is, we the New Beginning Ministry is moving, amen, to another place, amen, another building, amen. This is our last Sunday.
It is. Hallelujah.
This is our last Sunday in our present place. And fifth Sunday, we will be in a new place. And we're just going to be there until God says it's time to, you know, to move on. But it is a move of God. I've been out of the service for the past 3 weeks, hearing from God and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me, and praying about some things, and, you know, it's just time to go, and, you know, the door was open, and I did not seek out this door. This door opened for me without seeking, that's where we are.
Hallelujah. We give God praise for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God. Doors of opportunity is opening for us. Praise the Lamb of God. God declared a move on you, and the move is taking place. Hallelujah. Manifest promise is rolling on. Praise God. We praise today.
Amen.
Ask Kim, did that package get in the mail before she left?
Well, here she's listening right now.
It did. Yes, it did.
It got in the mail. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
Yes, it did.
We give God praise. Hallelujah. Now, I want you all to know, if you need some organic gold, praise the Lamb, this coffee that is, it's really a Asian mushroom. They have... Brown keys and nature. Really, really body is a lemon. Every morning I really mix it with my Starbucks. I put it in my Starbucks and a whole pack in my cup of Starbucks, and I stir it. I never have the jitters. I never have the jitters from caffeine. I never have those kind of problems and caffeine headaches. Plus, praise the Lamb of God, every time I go to the doctor, he gives me a new report on my kidneys and things of that nature, that how good they're doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it's something about this Asian mushroom. I went to Chinatown while I was there in Chicago, and I saw the Organigold mushroom plant. They got it packaged bags where you can come and boil it and get off of it what they make the Organigold coffee with, and just drink it, praise the Lamb of God, or add it to your food, this, that, or another, as the guy was telling me. There's something to it. We don't have access to all of the things that's grown in the earth from around the world, but it seems like every country has something that is needed for the human anatomy that will help it, praise the Lamb of God, to heal, to be stronger, praise the Lamb of God, and to keep it enriched and restored. So I'm just saying to you all, if you need some Organigold, contact, praise the Lamb of God, Kim, who is Shatwan's sister, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They're blood sisters. Yeah, yes, they are. Same mama, I bet you that, praise the Lamb of God, because I know them both. Hallelujah. And their mother's Pastor Gail Johnson, who's with them now, and we're so thankful for the call in today. God bless both of you all. Praise the Lamb of God. We're happy for your travels today. Moving right along. Y'all see, I'm battling with this change of weather, but I'm all right. Praise God. I'm all right. Just battling with this, you know, sinus and stuff like that, but I'm all right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want to move on, praise the Lamb of God, and give, I want to move on and do our class right quick, praise the Lamb of God, on what's this fella name we're dealing with today? Habakkuk. So get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles. Turn to Habakkuk. Praise the Lamb. You want to hear this, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Very educational, enriching for you today concerning the prophet Habakkuk, praise the Lamb of God. Just a three-chapter book, praise the Lamb of God. It's very small writing again, praise the Lamb of God, before we go over into the major prophets here. But we have to get through the minor because they are so vitally linked as contemporaries to the major prophets, praise the Lamb of God. And this prophet, Habakkuk, praise the Lamb of God, wrote during the 6th century, praise the Lamb of God, B.C. Let's say about the middle, praise the Lamb of God, all the way back. And he comes to us, praise the Lamb of God. They believe he was from Judea, coastline of Judea, but they're not really sure if he was, praise the Lamb of God, from Judah, rather, praise the Lamb of God. But they believe he was a native of Judah, and he prophesied during the reign of Jehoiakim, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and was living the times, of course, of the triumphs of Nebuchadnezzar, praise the Lamb of God. He has not much in his world of his own that we know a lot about, but the book that bears his name, which is under consideration today, is one that we need to take interest in because it gives us a personality description that he was one of deep thought, one of true devotion, and one who contemplated, praise the Lamb of God, and debated within himself, praise the Lamb of God, even some of the thoughts and movements of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. He was one that tried to understand the mind of God and how God was doing what he was doing and how God was allowing what he was allowing. And that's why I said it was good. It's good for us to look at this, because many times in our situations and circumstances, even in our worldview, praise the Lamb of God, in our philosophical culture settings, we look at many times what is being allowed and we ask why. Why God, are you allowing the wicked to prosper? And why does it seem like evil is better than good? Why look like the righteous is being rewarded for the deeds of the wicked and they're being punished by the wicked and this, that, and another? These are questions, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that can be answered, people of God, if we just look at the giant of yesterday, which is history, praise the Lamb of God, and look at these prophets and prophetess settings and days that they had with God and things that they did, and if we interpret properly, it will have great application to our day and time and our living, praise the Lamb of God, and give you some ease and relaxation in the times that you're living in. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon said, praise the Lamb of God, which virtually means we're just going around in a circle. There's nothing new under the sun, praise the Lamb of God. You say, well, these shoes ain't never been made before, but there's nothing new. It's still a shoe. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So since there is nothing new unless God declare that he's going to do something new, praise the Lamb of God, we have right to examine the past to get a grip on our today and tomorrow, praise the Lamb. If we really look at these minor prophets, we will see how our world is set up right now and why God is doing what he's doing, praise the Lamb of God, catastrophically across our world and in our nation, praise the Lamb of God, why so many things are the way they were, why the weather is topsy-turvy. I mean, boy, oh boy, right here in Michigan, we haven't had snow like we've had it. I believe we broke the record since 1881, praise the Lamb of God. Man, that's a long time ago for weather to be this bad.
Yes,
hallelujah. That's a long time ago for weather to be this bad. Hello, light bulb. 1881. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you just go and just say, oh, well, it was just time for it to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. No, the hand of God is moving. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is doing things in the land. Habakkuk comes to us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And if you would read just the first lines of Habakkuk, it's mind-blowing, praise the Lamb of God. It's mind-blowing. As soon as you jump into this book, Habakkuk has a question that he's posing to God, praise the Lamb of God, in the second verse through the fourth verse. And it's, O Lord, how long shall I cry for help? And thou wilt not hear. Because that is the position of the prophet and the believer sometimes. That thou wilt not hear or cry to thee violence, and thou wilt not save. Why dost thou make me see wrongs and look upon trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law is slack, and justice never goes forth. The wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is the startling torment of the man Habakkuk. He is distressed at the fact that the violence prevails and is agonized by the thought that God tolerates evil. He prays, how long? He cries, why? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the position of many prophetic people and prophets who look and can see, praise the Lamb of God, at this systemic evil in our society. And this goes all the way into the book of Revelation of those that's up under the altar crying, Lord, how long? How long, holy and true, before you avenge our blood upon the earth? Hallelujah. How long? And then the Lord says, wait a while. Hallelujah. Because there's others who must be martyred just like you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be martyred just like you. Hallelujah. The souls up under the altar are crying, Lord, how long? Lord, why? Praise the Lamb of God. And when we see all of this evil, when we see all of this robbery and manipulations of monies and things of this nature and trying to rob the poor to make them poor so the rich can get richer and all of this kind of stuff, it makes you cry, Lord, how long? And Lord, why? Why is this taking place? Why seem like the people who fill your house and sing and sweat and clap and pray and this, that, another, why seem like we always got our hand out like we peasants and those who live evil and do wickedly and we looking at them seem like they're prospering in our eyes? Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I better tap you on the shoulder, praise the Lamb of God, while I got you here, because David was in this predicament, hallelujah, before this guy comes on the scene. David was in this predicament, praise the Lamb of God, and he says, my foot almost slipped when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Praise the Lamb of God. David said, I almost lost hold of my grip. I almost slid into darkness. I almost moonwalked on God. I almost, hallelujah, started patterning myself after them. He said, but then I went in the sanctuary and I beheld your power. Hallelujah, and your glory. Ah, God, is that not where we really get our, praise the Lamb of God, renewal, our strength? It's when we come into the presence of the Lord together and the power of God moves. Isn't that really what makes us hold on, praise the Lamb of God, and sustain us? My God, my God. But what do you do when your politics are polluted and the priest is polluted? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the politics are polluted, your priest is polluted, the prophets are polluted. Y'all better hear up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The people are polluted. Praise the Lamb of God. All have joined hands in sin. All have joined hands in sin. I'm telling you, it's still bothering me. Praise the Lamb of God. When I saw that on the news, how they manipulated it, praise the Lamb of God. You got a whole delegation of pastors from across the state of Michigan. They couldn't even stand on the platform. It was so many against same-sex marriage. Then you're going to show one woman with a collar on who says as long as it's love, it's all right, and I think they're misappropriating the Bible, and God is a God of love, and this, that, and another, blah, 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 blah. Hello, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show one cardinal, one of them crowns on his head, one of them Antichrist costumes on. I said it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And he's 100%. No matter what the word of God says, praise the Lamb of God. That's when you know the false prophet is on the scene that was prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, to us, hallelujah, in the book of Revelation. That these days would come, that they would attempt to change the very laws of God. It's right there in the book of Revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. And our eyes must be open to this systemic evil, hallelujah, that has gone forth. He says, I cry, why? I cry, Lord, why? Praise the Lamb of God. He said, I cry, how long? How long will you allow this? And his prayer and his cry do not remain unanswered. God answers. Hallelujah. However, the response he gets, hallelujah, is not the comfort of his explanation. The voice that comes to him says, look, see, wonder, and be astounded. For I'm doing a work in your days that you would not believe if it was told. Habakkuk 1, you better read this. Starting at verse 5, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? The Lord spoke that to us on the page, I think, last Thursday night. He said, I'm going to do a work, praise the Lamb of God, that if it was told to you, you would think it was a tale that was told. Something like that. I remember him speaking that. Didn't I put that on the page? Praise the Lamb of God. He spoke that. Hallelujah. Last Thursday night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke that in a corporate way. Those of you who ain't read that, you need to read that prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God that God laid down last Thursday night. It's right there on our page. You can go into our articles and you'll see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We keep it for you. Hallelujah. That you would not believe if it was told. God said, I'm going to do something. Hallelujah. Yeah. You think that I'm not looking. You think that I don't see. You think that I'm not doing anything. Hallelujah. Because you're looking from a ground level perspective. But I sit in the heavens. Hallelujah. I behold all the wickedness of man. I behold all the deeds of men. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch what the Lord says here. He said, for lo, I am rousing the Chaldeans. That's Nebuchadnezzar. That's Babylon. He said, I'm rousing them. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm stirring them up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, I'm stirring them up. Watch them. Watch them now. He said, that bitter and hasty nation who march through the breadth of the earth to seize habitations not their own. Dread and terrible are they. Their justice and dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than the evening wolves. Their horsemen press proudly on. Yea, their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle, swift to devour. Y'all better listen to this. Hallelujah. They all come for violence. The terror of them goes before them. They gather captives like sand. At kings they scoff, and of rulers they make sport. They laugh at every fortress, for they heap up earth and take it, and then they sweep by like the wind and go on. Guilty men whose own might is their God. He's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Praise the Lamb of God. He's talking about Babylon, how Babylon is going to come in and destroy, how Babylon is going to come in. Praise the Lamb of God, as the judgment of God. This is the question in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. How is it that God take ungodly people to whoop godly people?
Word.
That's what his dilemma is. That's what his dilemma is. Habakkuk sees that God is about to take the Chaldeans who don't know God. Hello, light bulbs. Who worship idols. And he's going to allow them to come in and destroy, praise the Lamb of God, his people, and take them off into bondage. He said, how you do this? What is your strategy? What is your strategy on this? These people ain't never called on your name. And you're gonna allow them to come here. At least we used to call on your name. At least we built temples in your name. At least we went to your house and played like we was paying our tithes. At least we did organize choirs and had all these things going with your name out front. At least you going to get wicked people, evil, who know you not, to come in and do this to us. This is the prophet's dilemma. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. And how is it sometimes you didn't work, you didn't pray, you didn't done everything, that somebody who don't know God will break in your house and steal everything you got? And you standing on the floor saying, Lord, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? What is going on? Praise the Lamb of God. I think it's worth us investigating. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. The voice does not explain why God should do this. Why he should bring these Chaldeans to march through the breadth of the earth the way he has. Habakkuk's understanding is adding misery to amazement. This is bewilderment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you this. The prophet volunteers an explanation of his own. He said, O Lord, thou hast ordained them as a judgment, and thou, O rock, hast established them for chastisement. Now he asked a question. Now he's giving his own answer when he heard the reply of the Lord. He said, oh, I see now. Praise the Lamb of God. You have established Nebuchadnezzar for judgment. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's caused him to be the judge, the jury, and the sentencer. Praise the Lamb of God, the executioner. You're allowing him to do all of this. Praise the Lamb of God, at your behest, because of the calamity of your people. See, let me tell you something, people, God. When God tells you he's going to whoop you with a double strike, boy, I tell you, you better pat your back. Hallelujah. Because we know better. Because we know better. Because we know the will of God. We know the heart of God. We know the word of God. And when we walk in willful idolatry, willful disobedience, when we walk in evil, when we're doing wrong, knowing we're doing wrong and have no remorse, We don't even care. We don't even get up the next morning and say, Lord, forgive me for my night of wrong living. Forgive me for slipping into darkness. Forgive me for what? We don't even have a heart to ask for forgiveness, let alone repent and turn from it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And because of this, the double whip comes on our backs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And our God always leaves, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a time period, praise the Lamb of God. When he declared what he's going to do, he always leave a time period for repentance. That's God's way, praise the Lamb of God. He always leaves a time period for repentance. And he comes and says, thou who art of pure eyes than to behold evil and canst not look on wrong, why dost thou look on faithless men? Thou art silent when the wicked swallows up the man more righteous than he. That's how Habakkuk 1 and 13. This chapter, it'll blow your mind. It will take you away and say, look. Boy, I'm telling you, it's an amazement to read this afresh. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. He just goes on talking about how God has made men like the fish in the sea and all of that kind of stuff. Boy, he really poetically lays this book out, praise the Lamb of God, these three little chapters, and calls us to move in amazement, praise the Lamb of God, as he talk about how even though God has made them like fish, how greedy they are. Praise how greedy man is, and all of this kind of stuff. Just, if you just read the first couple of chapters here, you're going to be amazed. I'm trying to really move to this to the end of this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As God brings Habakkuk to a place, praise the Lamb of God, where he tells him to write the vision. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because Habakkuk comes to a place of acceptance. And this is what he says. He says, God, now that I see your wisdom, now that I understand, praise the Lamb of God, that we deserve everything that we're getting, he says this in Habakkuk 2:1. I will take my stand to watch. Hallelujah. And station myself on the tower and look forth to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. He said, I'm going to wait on God to come talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If some of us was that wise in our complaint before we make a move, that we'll say, I'm going to stand on my watch. In other words, I'm going to continue to do what I'm supposed to be doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this about the weak knee, spaghetti back. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, saint, that some of us are that every time trouble comes, praise the Lamb of God, you fall on your face, you stop going to church. Hallelujah. You get off your watch. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Every time you go through a little something, you fall off your watch. Praise the Lamb of God. I said it. Every time you go through a little something, you fall off your watch. And let me say this to you, prophets, prophetess, preachers, and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You ain't supposed to be having no issues in your life, praise the Lamb of God, that presses on you so hard that you can't go to minister. I said it. I said it again, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says to us who are carriers of the word of God that we are to preach instantly, in season and out of season. Hallelujah. When it's in season, all the time until it's out of season. So when it's out of season, all the time until it come back in season. So that sounds like all the time to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't have a right to sit up and throw pity parties and talking about you ain't going to minister. Y'all quiet now? Uh-oh. Wait, I found something for you.
You teaching that book.
You don't have a right, praise the Lamb of God. What you're supposed to do when you get in dilemma is say, I'm going to stand on my watch. Hallelujah.
Yes,
what God told me to do, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. I'm going to stand on my watch.
Word of God.
I might fill my mouth with complaint to him, but I'm going to stand on my watch.
Word
and then I'm
going
to wait to see what he has to say to me. Because that's one of the ways of getting God to talk to you, by you continuously doing what he told you to do. You sitting down ain't going to get no conversation.
Sure way.
God deals with us who are in active duty. That's why we're going to have to go win backsliders back. Because when you slide back, God say, okay, stay back there till somebody come get you. Because I have not done you wrong. Hello, Life Ups. Have you noticed that? Have you? I say, do what? I need to do it again. Have you noticed that? Praise the Lamb of God. That somebody have to snatch you out the fire and bring you back into fellowship and counsel you and comfort you and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. God said, I ain't talking to you. You want to go backslide, go on backslide. I am not coming back there where you at when I've called you out. And now you're going to act like you can throw a pity party with me and go into darkness or something and get me to respond. I'm the God of the whole earth. I know what I told you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. What you do is put yourself in jeopardy. Because when you stop doing what God told you to do, you may be excusable. You may be a person that God looks at and says, I don't need you anymore. I can replace you.
Wow.
Life could be on the line when you do that. Hello, light bulbs. Prophet Dow, I'll never forget the first time that I missed going to preach. Prophet Dell, I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby because I missed going to preach. Hallelujah. I had an opportunity to preach and I missed it. I cried and repented. I cried and repented. I cried and repented until the Lord spoke to me and said, it is well. Till the Lord spoke to me and said, it is well. I cried and repented. Hallelujah. My God, there is no excuse. Hallelujah. There is no excuse for the assignment. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, no, I came up in a more masculine way. That's the only way I can say it. Masculine type of upbringing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was sharing with the church Sunday as we were licensing Mary. Praise the Lamb of God that we raised the offering for and this, that, and another. I've been sharing with them. I said, when I was coming along, you didn't get the offering. Your first offering, you didn't get. Your ordination offering, you didn't get. Your pastor kept that for putting up with you. Hallelujah. And for allowing you opportunity to preach. That's the honest God truth. I came up in a day and time, praise the Lord, I know Pastor Gil Johnson laughed. I came up in a day and time where the pastor will take off his belt and whoop you as a preacher. Will whoop you as a preacher when you was out of line. I came up in a different day and time, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When men were men and preachers and pastors were stern and strong. And you didn't sit and lollygag with them long unless you were an exceptionally humble kind of person. Praise the Lamb of God. You respected your man and woman of God. Hallelujah. You honored them. Praise the Lamb of God. I got to teach you. I got to teach you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sorry, but I have to teach you. Somebody got to tell you because some of us, praise the Lamb of God, have been out of line, and some of us going to get out of line. Hallelujah. Don't nobody tell us. And the perception is 9 times out of 10, it's like the pastor where you at isn't going to tell you, praise the Lord, everything that I'm telling you now. They're going to wait till you mess up there and tell you. I'm trying to tap you on your shoulder so you won't mess up, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And before you get cocky and feel like somebody owe you something and nobody owes you nothing, praise the Lamb of God. They don't owe you an opportunity to preach. Who owes you an opportunity to preach? Who owes you an opportunity to preach at their church? Who owes you that? Nobody owes you that. If you are standing up reading the scripture on Sunday, you ought to be praising God that your pastor let you stand. Hello, light bulbs. If you blessing the offering, you ought to be happy that he said pray over the offering, or she said pray over the offering today. Hallelujah. If she lets you walk down the aisle with her, you ought to be thankful. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
If you're the armor bearer, you ought to be praising God. Hallelujah. That God is allowing you to be used, praise the Lamb of God, in public and allowing, praise the Lamb of God, your pastor to favor you some kind of way because they don't have to do it. Hallelujah. I proved to all my ministers one time, I can do it all. I don't need you. I'm giving you an opportunity.
Hey, hey.
Hallelujah. I remember the choir sat down on me once. I sung until people got happy. I don't need the choir. Hello, light bulbs. I sung hymns till they got happy. The choir members were shouting. All I need is the Holy Ghost.
Teach, apostle.
I can do it all.
I know that's me too.
Go when the people come and be the usher if I have to. I don't need
I know
you.
That's right.
Hmm.
Try to bring me a handkerchief and a glass of water. I don't need
that's
you.
Right. That's right.
I give you opportunity to serve.
Hey,
now you call that arrogance and pride? I'm calling that humility. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to walk in humility.
That's what you got to
be humble. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't need to
preach
okay. I'm trying to help somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Be better in their situation and their circumstances, because sometimes your gift, praise the Lamb of God, you start believing the hype and the press on you, that you are all of that in a bag of potato chips, and you haven't even went in the of affliction yet to become a potato chip. You ain't even been burnt yet. You ain't went in the oven yet. Been fried yet. You ain't been through nothing as a minister yet, and you're going to jump up, and this pastor been pastoring this church 10 years or 12 years or something, and you think you know more than the pastor, and this, that, another, and this, all of this, all of that, blah, 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 blah. You done lost your mind.
Oh, yes, you have. Yes, you have.
You done lost your mind. That's all that's wrong with you. Hallelujah. You better go something and learn and sit down and learn something from SpongeBob. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me go on and finish this lesson here. Praise the Lamb of God.
Teach
Hallelujah. So this.
Teach your pastor.
What you going to say, prophet?
I'm going to teach the book, man, because these folk need to hear this stuff.
Right. Set the order. Come on, apostle.
Get these
two things Rebecca wanted to know. Two things Rebecca wanted to know. I'm coming to you, 818. I'm coming to you. Two things Rebecca wanted to know. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He wanted to know God's word and his own answer. But the first one was meaningless without the second one. So Rebecca receives this from the Lord. Watch this now. Remember the context that we are in. He said, I will take my stand upon my watch and station myself on the tower, and I will look forth to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord comes. Write the vision.
And make it plain.
Get plain upon tablets so he may run who read it. For still the vision awaits its time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, he whose soul is puffed up in him shall fail, but the righteous shall live by faith. Now we use the first part of that in church vision, right? The vision, this, that, another, blah, 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 blah. But we're really taking it out of context. Because the last part shows you that you've been taking that out of context. Praise the Lamb of God, that we just write the vision, make it plain, put it in, write it big so everybody can read the vision so they can follow the vision. That is not what God was telling him. No. Those last verses is the kicker. Behold, he whose soul is puffed up in him shall fail. Hello, light bulbs. But the righteous shall live by his faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let's break down what he's talking about here. Faith is obedience. Glory to God. It was accounted unto Abraham as righteousness because he obeyed God. That's how he became the father of the faith. Faith is believing God's word. Faith is speaking God's word, hallelujah, and acting upon God's word. Faith is not complaining. See, he's slapping the prophet in the mouth. That's what God really did right there. He said, man, who is you to talk to me? He said, faith people obey. They don't complain. Faith people live by faith. Hallelujah. I don't understand what you're doing. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm going to do what you told me to do. I don't understand it. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm not going to complain to God about it. Hallelujah. Who are we to complain? Boy, you notice he didn't say inquiry. I will see what he would say about what I inquire. He said complaint. So in other words, what he was interested in was going on was a complaint. All of his questioning was a complaint to God. How you doing this? Why you doing this? And God comes back and slap him in the teeth. Write the vision of what I told you is about to come to pass. And don't question me. That's what God really telling him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Behold, he whose soul is puffed up in him shall fail. When you start questioning God like that, you done got a little puffy. If you start questioning your pastor like that, you done got puffy. If you start questioning your parents like that, you done got puffy. In the house I live in, if I came complaining to my mama what she was doing, I wind up with a backhand lick. Now, maybe some of y'all don't know what a backhand lick is. It comes from a rubber band, easy spring wrist. Yeah, that's connected to our hand. That swells your lips. Hallelujah. To get through smacking you.
That's right. That sucker have blisters on.
Don't come complaining. Praise the Lamb of God. You can ask God a question, but you don't come complaining to God. God owes you nothing. He don't owe you an explanation for nothing. If he kill all your kids tonight, he owe you no explanation. They're his. They're not yours.
That's true, Apostle.
Hallelujah. We need to get a grip on this. He's God in the heaven. He knows what he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Remember we was on the way going out of town somewhere, and my brother was in the back seat of the car, and he kept asking, Daddy, are we there yet? Daddy, are we there yet? And it sounded so cute, my mother would laugh every time we do it. And then he said, dang, Daddy, are we there yet? And Daddy here looked over the seat. Like, said, what did you say? Then he, when he called us, I just asked, was we there yet, Daddy? He said, okay, I thought you wanted to ask that different. Dang, Daddy, are we there yet? And you ain't paying a dime for the ride.
Come on now.
Hello, light bulbs. Somebody will grab that in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. You better stop complaining to God. Some of your condition may be because you're a complainer. Hallelujah. You better rejoice in what God's doing any way he does it. Hallelujah. I said it yesterday. Any way you bless me, any way you come, any way, whatever you do, do. Do what you do, God. Hallelujah. Do what you do it. Do what you do and do it the way you want to do it. That's what you should be telling the Lord. Hallelujah. Try trying to act like God is supposed to be governed by your will. You're governed by the will of God. He purchased you. He bought you with a price. You didn't buy him. You ain't purchased God. You was lost. You was in sin.
Come on now.
Hello, light bulbs. You can't purchase God. He purchased you. Job did that same thing. If I could fathom, I order my case. I fill my mouth with argument. When God showed up, he said, where were you, Job?
Huh.
When I put the moon on his axle.
That's right.
When I brought the sun out of the chambers of darkness. Where were you when I swung the stars in the sky upon the blue ether like diamonds on blue velvet? Where were you when I laid the grass like carpet and tacked them down with all manners of flowers? Where were you, Job, when I cut the gills in the size of the fish heads? Where were you when yonder's mountain, I commanded them to spring forth in the mystical things we call clouds? I hung them as decoration like chandeliers in the sky. Where were you, Job?
Hallelujah.
That you could ask me a question.
Oh, God.
How you gonna complain unto me? Can you match my wisdom? Can you tell me where I came from, Job? How are you going to ask me a question of complaint upon your lips?
Where were
the children you had, you made them. They came forth from me. Life is mine. They're mine. The breath of life came from me. I spun man from the dust. How can you own what I created?
Hallelujah.
The earth is the Lord's.
The
fullness thereof.
Yes.
They that dwell therein. That includes you. How you going to complain?
Woo! Hallelujah.
Woo! Come on, boy. I need to stem about 30,000 a day. I need about 30,000 a day to be hearing this because.
Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to your name, God.
Boy, let me tell you. Woo. Hosea, Habakkuk looks at this, and he understands that the righteous shall live by his faith, and that's the answer. Again, in not the terms of thought, but in the terms of existence. Prophetic faith is trusting in God, in whose presence stillness is a form of understanding. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So the Lord speaks, Hosea speaks, his next words come forth. Look what he says in Habakkuk 2:20. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep going. Hallelujah. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. Praise the Lamb of God. Let God do what he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. We're supposed to be still in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
To be still. And when the Spirit of God come upon us and we go to act and buck wild, we still should be raising our hands in stillness. You don't know if God coming on you to bless you or to kill you.
That's
you don't know
right.
what he's doing. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Oh, hallelujah, before him. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Look what he says in Habakkuk 3:16. I hear and my body trembles. My lip quivers at the sound. Rottenness enter into my bones. I tremble where I stand. I will quietly wait for the day of trouble to come upon people who invade us. Praise the Lamb of God. God then showed Habakkuk, praise the Lamb of God, that even though he has sent Nebuchadnezzar, that he's going to punish Nebuchadnezzar for coming. Now, that sounds crazy. It sounds paradoxical, but that's the way God works. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That the oppressor, that he allows to oppress us and press on us, until the best oil come out of us, God then whoops the oppressor for oppressing us. In other words, God says, I want to punish Nebuchadnezzar. I'm going to allow him to punish my people so I can punish him. But I'm going to allow him to punish my people because they need punishing. That's how God works. Hallelujah. It's like you said something smart in the car to your mama, then you get out the car, little boy there that want to fight you, and your mama let him smack you down. And then she walk up and smack him down. Said, don't you ever hit my child before. But in her head is she needed her butt whooped. She defended you and used the boy to punish you so she wouldn't have to lay her hands on you.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs.
Well, I'm not.
That's what God does. That's how God does. Yes, sir.
You really saying some really good stuff. Because, you know, sometimes we really do be going through, like, for real, we be going through. And we really don't even understand. We think it's just the enemy just doing it. And we always say it, the devil this, the devil that. And not knowing
right.
that it is God chastising us, because his word said he chastised them whom he loved. And I thank
That's
God
right.
for the chastisement. Because if he don't chastise me, I mean, you know, that means he has turned me over to the enemy.
You
and
better
I thank
believe
God
it.
For the chastisement. I thank God for the rebuke. That's why I say a real friend, a real preacher, a real prophet, book of rebuke me. Don't rebuke me out of religion, but rebuke me out of the love of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Don't rebuke me out of religion or your personal vendetta, but rebuke me out of the love of God and rebuke me with the word of God. Hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
I can handle it. I'll take it. Hallelujah. I will take it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, we got a couple of lines here that's lit up, and they've been waiting on us. Let me see. Erico 818, your line is open.
Hey,
Cammy?
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Fine, honey. We're getting your water and oil out to you. Sorry about
yes.
that.
Yes. That's okay. I'm just listening. I'm really enjoying the word today. I really am.
Well, bless
so
you.
To...
Good to have you on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Just
yes.
good to have you here with us. Wait, we got another one. Erico 586.
Hi, Prophet. This is Althea. Very good
Hi, Althea.
Sermon
yeah.
today.
Good sermon.
Sorry I couldn't jam you earlier.
Hallelujah.
I have to go to.
All right. Good. Bless you. Thank you for being here with us also. Boy, I tell you, my God, what an awesome show today that we have had, and we thank you. That girl that fell off the line, praise the Lamb of God. I was just going to ask you all, Prophet Darrell, did he have anything to say to Kim? Kim that jumped off the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, she's down in Southern California. Hallelujah. Boy,
Amen.
Let me tell you, let me just say this to you all. God is doing something in America and across this world right now.
Yes.
Is the Lamb of God right now that's going to cause him to receive glory. And we may
yes.
not understand the ins and outs of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The bloodshed that's in our street there with you yesterday, that God is tired of it. As soon as I got off the show, turned on CNN, it's on CNN, they're doing a special on Chicago about the bloodshed.
Oh,
as
wow.
soon as the weather warms up, the death tolls start rolling in. We don't know why God allowed so much snow to be this winter. Hallelujah. He saved a lot of lives. He saved a lot of lives at double jeopardy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the criminals couldn't even get out.
Wow.
We don't
I
even consider
what
good God really is. Hallelujah. They couldn't break in our houses. It was too much snow.
Wow.
He messed up some of their plans. Praise the Lamb of God. He messed up some of their plans across the winter. Praise the Lamb. He messed up some of their plans because, hallelujah, they couldn't get out and do and get around the way they wanted to. We should be rejoicing. I don't want to see no more snow. You never know. Hallelujah. Your
That's
house
true.
Could have been the one on target. And God said
that
they won't
true.
Break in there tonight. Not if I drop these 8 inches over there.
Yeah, okay.
They couldn't carry a TV out of our house to save their life. I'm telling you, people of God, oh, Lord, the Lord's speaking. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, God. God said his love for us is greater than the human mind can understand. His love for us, great God Almighty, is greater than the human mind can understand. Woo. Oh, God said that his love for you will be seen, hallelujah, will be seen across the remainder of this year. You're going to see the love of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be visible love. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God said to tell you, watch how mighty works on your behalf. Hallelujah. Watch how mightily he works on your behalf. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I won't take a word of it back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know when he speaks. Thank you. There you go. Bless him today. Hallelujah. We set up for the blessing. We are set up for the blessing. Hallelujah. Lamb of God. My daughters in Q, God bless you. I see all of you down there, all the way from California, Chicago, Detroit, the Bayou. I see you. I see you. Albuquerque, I see you. I see you. Praise the Carolinas. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. Georgia, I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see you. I see you. I see you. Bless you for being here. It's been a wonderful 4 days here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I got to preach this weekend, too. So you all make sure y'all pray for us. Yes, my friend, my brother.
I got to preach, too. I got to preach Sunday morning.
All right, all right, all right. We got to pray for Prophet Darrell, too. Be preaching. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to plan something for us in April, people of God. Hope you can get to Detroit area. Praise God. We're going to have Prophet Darrell and coming up, praise the Lamb of God, to be with us somewhere around. I'm trying to plan around maybe the 14th, 15th, somewhere in there of the month, 13th, 14th, 15th. We're going to do like 3 nights, praise the Lamb of God. We'll kick it off on Sunday and do a Monday and Tuesday also. Hallelujah, of just prophetic explosion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hopefully some of you can drive over and have you and be with us when he comes. Praise the Lamb of God during that time. We want to really try to fellowship as much as possible. Praise God. Then I'm going to come over to Chicago to that area sometime. Praise the Lamb of God in the near future. Hallelujah. I just got with our administrator, and they are setting up, praise the Lamb of God, a conference call for us. Hallelujah. You know I'm in that conference this next weekend, so it's probably going to be the following week, hallelujah, after the conference, that we can have a PSMI international phone call that is much needed, praise the Lamb of God, for us to roll. We are a little bit behind. I've just been trying to watch my health and make sure, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I'm going to be ready to handle the challenges of and the demand that's being placed on me when it comes down to ministry, hallelujah, to make sure I can handle all of that. And so far, the Lord has said yes. I say yes, praise the Lamb of God, and we go forth. I was resting last night, praise the Lamb. I got off the call with you all, praise God, and was praying and stuff and fell asleep. But really what happened after I posted open prophecy and just relaxed for a minute, I have to rest, praise the Lamb of God. So I just decided I would just go on and lay down and get some good rest, praise God, which I feel good. I really feel good. I'm telling you now, I really feel good. The cough is one thing, but I feel good. Hallelujah, I really do, Lamb. So I praise God for all of your prayers and all that you do, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In supporting me and the ministry, praise the Lord. I say to you all, hallelujah, let's not forget, praise the Lamb of God, our level of commitment to PSMI International, praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, and make a donation when you can, praise the Lord. Just keep us on your heart, hallelujah. The Bible says your treasures are where your heart is, hallelujah. Your treasures are where your heart is, praise the Lamb of God. My heart is in ministry, and so is my money. I'm telling you that right now. My heart is in ministry, and so is my money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that is just, it just goes, praise the Lamb of God. What you love, you invest in. Hallelujah. Every poster, the banners on the back of the page and PSM, I don't have to do that. I could just have my picture up there and let PSM roll. Hallelujah. But I love for it to be beautiful when you come on the page, presentable to you. I'm working on another design right now. All of that costs money. Every flyer that you see I'll upload and put on the page costs money. The electricity, everything costs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then I got to drink some water and this, that, another. Hallelujah. Everything costs. Praise God. So whatever you can do to be a blessing, praise the Lamb of God, do that. Hallelujah. Those of you, again, today, if you don't have a pastor, if you're not in church and you don't have a pastor right now, inbox me so that we can talk and I can be your covering so that your blessings will not stop flowing to you so that you can have a covering. Praise the Lamb of God. I have so many people, praise the Lamb of God, church that's out of church in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Please inbox me, text me. Let's get together, praise the Lamb of God, so you can have the proper covering. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you this. Church hurts is not an excuse. Church hurts are not an excuse, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, for you not to have a covering. Church pain, I was hurt, I was lied to, I was this, but one person does not spoil the whole bunch, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will walk in integrity, and I will stand in my high places because God is my strength. Hallelujah, he is my God, he is my keeper. Praise. Tonight at Harvest International, praise the Lamb of God, on Ford Road right there at Silvery Lane, inside Harvest International, we're having a 3-church prayer meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. Those of you in the Detroit area, birthday, all of you all, meet me at church tonight for that prayer meeting. Praise the Lamb of God. We got prayer meeting tonight. Hallelujah. Those of you who want to be there, pray with us. Hallelujah. Come meet us tonight at 7 o'clock there at inside Harvest International. We love you. We bless you. We believe in God. Hallelujah, to do a perfect work in you. Hallelujah, a perfect work in you. Hallelujah. I love you all. Praise the Lamb of God. I will.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth.